May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Our gospel today tells us that as soon as Jesus said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment," and touched her, the crippled woman stood up straight and immediately began praising God. We don't know what she said or sang, of course, but it would be easy to imagine that her words were those of Psalm 103, which we just sang a few minutes ago. Let's listen again to a few of those words. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He forgives all your sins and heals all your infirmities. He redeems your life from the grave and crowns you with mercy and loving kindness. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger, and of great kindness." Can you imagine the woman's overwhelming joy at seeing the world once more from a fully upright position? Before, she was mostly forced to look at her own feet and at the feet of others and at the ground. She would have had to twist her neck sideways to try to glance upward to see the sky, the road ahead, or the face of a loved one. More than likely, because of her infirmity, she was no longer active and maybe not even welcome in her community. I'm reminded of a friend at St. Michael and All Angels Church in Kansas, our family parish for more than a quarter century. Charlene was a gracious and generous woman who always had a smile on her face. And in her later years, she became quite stooped over due to bone or spinal disease. And eventually, she stopped attending worship. She was several years older than I, and while we were friendly, I never really knew the exact nature of her illness. A couple of years ago, I was in the area and treated myself to lunch at a favorite spot in our old stomping grounds. And as I was leaving, I noticed Charlene with her husband, Paul, waiting to be seated. Her tiny body was so bent, and she used a walker. She was practically 90 degrees to the ground. She was so bent, I wouldn't have recognized her if it hadn't been for Paul. And it was very hard even to see her face. I went over to greet them, and she turned her head up as far as she could and looked at me. And I leaned down and looked at her, and her face lit up as she recognized me. And I was able to tell her that I was about to become a priest. Charlene and Paul and I exchanged a few more words of news about family, and then we parted. I imagine that her physical condition kept her from enjoying such simple things as a lunch out with her husband very often. And I felt so happy that she was out that day, and I was blessed by the unexpected coincidence of running into them. Life is good. I was glad to be able to share my bit of good news with people I had especially cared about in our worshiping community. It was a tender moment that I'll always remember. As I reread today's gospel, that memory just came rushing back at me. I could see Charlene in the place and in the face of that unnamed woman who, also by chance, encountered Jesus in the synagogue that day. How I wish that my friend could have felt his healing touch and heard those words, "You are set free from your ailment." And I expect that many of you could share a similar story. We don't always see the physical healings that we yearn and pray for, but our faith in a loving Creator continues to give us hope and trust in God's ultimate power to heal. And I'm certain that when she died a while back, Charlene did at last straighten up and praise God for setting her free. Jesus came to set all of us free, free from whatever forces hold us back or press us down, to free us from fear, to free us to praise God for all the blessings that we have received, and for the blessing of life itself. When we gather in community each week to worship and praise God, we find strength and inspiration to go back outside these doors to serve those who are bent over and oppressed by many hardships and limitations. Some of you may remember Scott Gunn, who was a priest in this diocese for several years before he moved to Cincinnati to become executive director of Forward Movement Publishing, which publishes, among other things, Forward Day by Day, the little booklet that we have in the back of the church. Scott occasionally writes a blog about church-related and spiritual matters, and his musings this past week seem relevant to our calling as a church and as individual disciples of Jesus. Scott writes, "The work of the church is to offer prayer and praise, to proclaim the gospel, and to promote justice, peace, and love. It seems to me that the church's task is to gather its people around the altar so that we might offer our sacrifice of praise. It is then the task of the church to send people out into the world to serve the needs of the world in Christ's name." There's a reason that the dismissal at the end of our service is so important. In the final words of the Mass, which comes from the same Latin word as mission, the deacon or priest exhorts the people to love and serve the Lord. The mission is carried out by members of the church, by everyone, each individual. He continues, "We must be clear that our identity as Christians demands that we worship regularly, that we pray daily, that we give generously of what we have, that we attend and respond to the real needs of the whole world, and that we share the good news of God in Christ. None of it is optional for someone who claims to follow Jesus Christ." Think about the miracle of physical healing that Luke's gospel recounts for us today. What if we had been there in the synagogue that day? Wouldn't we have rejoiced with the woman who was freed from her affliction? Wouldn't we too have raised our voices in praise and thanksgiving for the grace and mercy of God? And wouldn't we have rushed out to tell the good news to others? Now, think of the blessings that you have received. Think of how God has touched your life. Have you been blessed with a close friendship, the generosity of a stranger, the devotion of a caring parent or spouse, or the love of a child? Has God gifted you with a talent for singing or painting or an appreciation of the beauty of nature? Has God brought you to a sacred space of worship and into a community of people who strive to follow Jesus? Maybe a place like this, Grace Church in Providence, and these people around you. Isn't it a miracle that we have been given this new day of life? And shouldn't we praise God daily for these gifts? Our work as the church is to gather as the community of God to offer praise and thanksgiving like the healed woman from today's gospel lesson. Our regular practice of worship teaches us to see Jesus Christ in the faces of all those around us. Our mission as Christian disciples is to return to the world, to work for justice, peace, and love, and to share the good news of God's healing power in our lives and for the well-being of the whole world. Amen.